had fun at Tracy's house, but I just wish I had a dad like hers. He played with us and everything.
It's hard not having your dad around, isn't it? Just remember, you have a heavenly father too. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If your dad has died, or if you don't live with him, it can be really tough. Having a mom and dad is really important, and you can really feel the hole in your life if your dad's gone. Thankfully, if you're a Christian, you still have a heavenly father. God loves you no matter what. He'll never forget about you or leave you, and he even sent his son Jesus to die to save you. Just listen to what it says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. What great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Our story today is entitled, Good Father. Natasha slipped off her backpack with a sigh and took a warm chocolate chip cookie from the plate in front of her. How was your sleepover at Tracy's? Mom asked, pulling off her oven mitts. It was great, Natasha mumbled through a bite. Then why the long face? Mom plopped down on the stool next to her daughter. Natasha sighed. Mom, it was too great. Tracy's family is just, well, perfect. Especially her dad. He played a board game with us and even made us pancakes in the morning. It's just not fair. How come she has a dad who loves her and cares about her, and I don't? Tears welled up in Natasha's eyes, threatening to spill over. Mom put her arm around Natasha and gave her a gentle squeeze. Oh, Nat, I'm so sorry. You absolutely deserve to have a father here on Earth who loves and cares for you. People on Earth will always let us down. But you know, you have a father in heaven who loves you every bit as much as Tracy's dad loves her, and even more. Natasha sniffled. Will you remind me how God loves me as a father? Mom pulled out her worn Bible off the counter and opened it. Psalm 68:5, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows is God. 1 John 3:1, what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Mom looked into Natasha's eyes with tears glistening in her own. Oh, sweetie, I know it's tough not to have a father here on this earth who's involved in your life, but never forget that God is the best father you could ever have. He sacrificed his own son so you could be his child, and he won't ever leave you or abandon you. Natasha wiped the tears off her cheeks. Thanks, Mom. I know it's not easy for you either. Good thing we have Jesus to lean on. I don't know what we would do without him. Probably wallow in a bathtub full of milk and cookies, Mom teased. Yum, Natasha giggled and took a bite of her cookie. I think that's one of the most delicious ideas I've ever heard. So how about you? Do you struggle with the pain of not having a caring or involved mother or father in your life? In this life, people will let us down. Jesus said that in this world we'll have trouble. But we can remember that because of Jesus' sacrifice, God is always with us as our Heavenly Father. He loves to listen to us and to encourage us, just like a good earthly father should. Our key verse is Psalm 10, verse 17 and 18.
You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed.
And our key thought for today, God is our good Heavenly Father. I love to read the Keys for Kids stories every day, and if you like to read them too, now you can do that on your Nook or Kindle. Grab a parent and go to keysforkids.net and click shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a great way to do devotions every day, so jump into His Word with Keys for Kids and get the ebook at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.